take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Luke 10:38-42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Do you have the gift of hospitality? Do you enjoy having company over, preparing your home in a meal, or serving others? Seems like a selfish act of kindness, right? Will you be hosting company this Christmas? Will you be a guest? Now, if you're a host, everything has to be perfect, right? Stay focused and on task. House clean, food prepared, gifts bought. Well, today in our scripture found in Luke 10:38-42, we find just such a scene. There's a hostess, guests, and others living in the home. In this case, two sisters, Mary and Martha. Now let's read this verse again as you think of your own personal situations this holy season. As Jesus and the disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened up her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." In this scripture, it appears as though Martha is the bad character in the story. But how can that be? I mean, she was considerate, kind, and courageous, inviting the controversial Jesus into her home. But was she too concerned about a to-do list? The Bible says she was distracted regarding what was going on around her and what was truly important. In fact, she even addressed King Jesus, telling him what Mary needs to be doing. She orders the maker of the heaven and earth, can you believe it, to tell Mary to help me. You think you would never do this? Be careful how you answer. How do you respond in life when you don't get your way or someone doesn't behave the way you think they should? Martha's sister Mary, on the other hand, was loving, humble, and devoted, and attached herself to the foot of Jesus and had the insight to know that the one thing that was most important at the moment was Jesus. This Christmas season, there will be lots of distractions, particularly this time of year. We are hit from all sides. You will be bombarded by TV, social media, music, mail, and people of all kinds. Will you worry about what to buy, what to wear, who's coming over, who won't come over, what to fix, what decorations to put up? Or will you breathe, resting at God's feet and listening to his still small voice? Oh, sure, you'll have things to do. But will you be too busy for the things that matter most? Will you take your family to church? Will you remember those who are lost or lonely? Will you only think of your version of how things should be? Or will you listen and love on others? Lord Jesus, I ask that those who are listening today, that you give them a special revelation of your love this season. I pray that they would recognize the distractions that hinder their relationships. Help us concentrate on the meaning of the season, which is you. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.